الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحج أشهر معلومات، فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج، وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله، وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى. صدق الله العظيم. Just before carrying on, Maulana explained about the tsunami. So just a bit to add to that, when the tsunami came, as Maulana explained, first the water from the sea went out, away. So the bed of the sea was now visible. At that time, the animals ran up into the mountains, away from the sea. And insan, who is ashraful makhluqat, insan who regards himself as very intelligent, very progressive, he went into the sea, on the bed of the sea. And then when Allah's command came and the sea came back again, all the animals got saved. They went to the mountains and all the insan got drowned. So we see that to use our akal and this desire of ours to experiment, that here the bed of the sea today is an opportunity to go into the sea. But all those people were destroyed. Mufti Ibrahim Salih Sirap of Isipingo, Da'amat Barakatum, explains that a Jamaat from Makkah Sharif had come, and they explained at the time of the tsunami, they were present there. And they were staying at one place, at a person's home. And when the tsunami came, that everything got destroyed there. But this house was 100% safe. Where amal were taking place, namaz was there, tilawat, zikr of Allah. All amal were taking place, Allah kept it safe. And not only safe, the chickens they had, those chickens were also safe. And not only the chicken, the eggs of the chicken, even that was 100% safe. So otherwise, eggs, we know that they are very fragile. They break very easily. You have to be very careful when you handle eggs. You can't just put them in a packet and just carry them. A special container you have in order to protect them. But there, even the eggs, so Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's qudrat is above everything. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand the qudrat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and Allah give us tawfiq to put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Normally the dunya appeals to us and we go for the dunya. As Maulana Musa Sahib, Da'amat Barakatum read, where Maulana Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explains, imitation of other people. And today, unfortunately, that has become very, very common. So much so that in some like religious functions, like for example, Khatam of Quran Sharif, and meals are served. Such reports also that those meals are with spoon and fork. And as we read, these are very, very dangerous things. Or the imitation of the kuffar, our dressing, etc. One is when person, Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Palanpuri, rahmatullahi, he laments this, that people who have to work in workplaces, so he suggests that when you come to namaz, at least, like before it was, our old people, as small children we could remember, when they should come to the masjid, they should take off their top trouser. They had another trouser under. And they should take off their top trouser and make namaz in that way. So they should make that ihtimam. So he says, if the people who are working, when they come for namaz, then at least in the masjid, have the attire of a proper Islamic attire. And that is now because of work. But sometimes because of leisure and holidays, and we change our clothing. And even worse there, we appear a person who is like normally properly Islamically dressed. But when he's on holiday, then he wears the clothing of the attire and the appearance. You can't even make out that it is a Muslim. Eh? And for example, one of the must of that attire is to have like big sunglasses, goggles. And that also not on the eyes, on the forehead. And worse than that, not on the forehead, upside down, where the lengths are at the back. But you have to dress like this now. And just like the tsunami, the brains have gone also back to the engine is by the exhaust. And so what is going to happen then? How is that car going to move when that is the condition? And many, many other things like that in our daily lives, what we have brought. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. Allah Ta'ala guide us. We are khairul umam. Kuntum khaira ummatin ukhrijat linnas. For that also, while we are moving, we are on the way, that the ijtima is taking place, this come from Friday, 1st, 2nd and 3rd. As we can, at least minimum is to make dua. In dua also we are very neglectful. And how much we can be present, and mashallah, to give time also, and to spend time also in the path of Allah, to work in that way that we for the upliftment of deen and for Islam. Not that what we are doing, the destruction of Islam. Right? In the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, it was famous, the enemy, they were destroying Islam. And today we who are the followers of Islam, Allah forgive us, that we with our hands, and in many cases without being any forced or any, nothing like that, but we are playing into the hands of shaitan, and we are destroying. Allah forgive us, Allah guide us, inshallah. Anyway, after Hajj, after Ramadan, the first of Shawwal, then Ashur-e-Hajj, start already. The months of Hajj, which are Shawwal, which finish already, Dhul-Qa'dah, we are presently in, and the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. These are commonly known as the Mawsam of Hajj, the period of Hajj. There's roughly 70 days, more or less, 30, 60, 70, roughly, more or less, those days. Those are the days of Hajj. So actually, it was like, supposed to be in Ramadan with our ibadat, we start at the beginning, and we start, in fact, from Rajab, then Shaban. Ramadan becomes the highlight, and the end of Ramadan is the actual highlight, the last 10 nights, days, which are so superior and so great in virtue. And that Allah Ta'ala makes it that we do that ibadat during those days as required, and really that it shouldn't be that after Ramadan we go down. But after Ramadan we must go on a more higher, on a higher level now. And that was will be now that we want to, we made so much Allah's ibadat as Haji Khayyat Sahib, a great Buzurg who was with the Jamaat in Medina Sharif, he says that whole lifetime we were making namaz, Iyaka Na'budu. It is only you that we worship, O Allah. And at the beginning of namaz, if we say that dua, the niyat is in the heart. But like if we think that facing towards Qibla, there's a requirement to face Qibla, but if we say I'm facing Qibla, now all Allah Ta'ala has taken 5, 7, 8 thousand kilometers of mountains, of sea and everything away. Now you are right in front of the Kaaba. Now presently we all made Isha. Kaaba Sharif wasn't in front of us. Allah give us tawfiq that we envisage and we may meditate and we think Kaaba is here and I'm making namaz in front of Kaaba Sharif. But mostly that is not the case. And Kaaba in reality is not here in front of us, but now when we go for Hajj, and Hajj is actually the visit to the Kaaba, to visit to the house of Allah. And that is the greatest house, from where another great lesson also we should learn, the greatest house is the house of Allah. And see the simplicity of the house. Like that, our houses also should be simple like that. Also our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, Rahimahullah, Hazrat says that if when a person wants to build his dream house, whether he builds it on the top of a mountain or he builds it on the seashore overlooking the sea, wherever, then he will build what type of a house. He might not need such a big house, but he'll build a big house, balconies and whatever else you can think about he will have in that house. The greatest of the great, Allah Ta'ala. He built his house. So if Allah had to build his house, a big house. Hazrat says, like for example, from Makkah Sharif till Jeddah, so big house. And we had to make one tawaf. Now seven tawafs, especially now with all the hujum, the rush, and the amount of people, where we should be, Hazrat explains in one poem, that the haji should fall unconscious. He shouldn't be able to make even one shout, one round of Kaaba Sharif. But Allah made his house so small, and Allah made it so simple. From there, the real haji should take a lesson, that if we did go to Kaaba Sharif, to the greatest house, when that is so simple, then my house also must be so simple, must be even more simpler than even what that is. And there are many people who are living in such simple structures, but when their maut comes, then they enter straight away into Jannah, and what they are blessed with there. So that is what we have to endeavor for, strive for. So anyway, with Ramadan, this is what was to come into us. And then, as Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, used to say, when the moon is sighted for Shawwal, all get happy, it's Eid now, Ruzas are finished now, Ramzan is finished, but I become happy that now is the time that it is that to go to the house of Allah Ta'ala. Suna hai ke tere aashiko ka hujum hoga. I've heard now that all your lovers are going to be gathering at you, at your doorstep, at your threshold, at Kaaba. Agar ijazat ho, to main bhi unme shamil ho jaun. If Allah you permit, Allah give us tawfiq and we go. So there are many people, mashallah, who are going for Hajj from around the world. And where? All this is a clear proof of Islam, the truth of the deen, that there is no other nation, no other gathering. Yeah, we have, for example, the ZCC, they have their function. In India, the Hindus have their function. Other places, not they have their function, but a function like the Hajj, there is no way in the world like that, where people from around the world, and also at that time, all are in one dressing, the ihram, whether he's a king, or he's a street sweeper, or he's a tea maker, but all are just in that same dress. And that is all to remind us of our maut, that it is our ihram, it is our kafan that we have got on, that is our to get ready and to prepare for maut. So anyway, now when the month of Shawwal comes in, our heart should also incline. At that time, I ask myself, how much did I think of Hajj? How much did I think of the preparation of Hajj? And if the people who are going, mashallah and Mubarak. But we who are not going, we should also be going. At least our soul should be there. Our thoughts should be there. Now also, we should be thinking of the people making tawaf, the scenes of the Kaaba Sharif, people making Safa, Marwa, Sa'i, people who are at Multazam, people who are at Maqam Ibrahim, people who are drinking Zamzam, whatever it is, all that our thought should be there. And that is that real hijrat of a mu'min, that he is there. And Allah wants us all to come to his house. Islam really spread from Medina Sharif. But the focus of Islam is at the Kaaba, the greatest. Now, of course, the ground which is touching the body of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, ulama have written, that is more holier, more precious, more valuable than even the Kaaba, than even the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. That is for the ground that is touching the body of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So anyway, the Kaaba Sharif, Makkah Sharif, the Haram of Makkah, and now to be going there, what a great thing. So Allah Ta'ala, let us focus on that. And we can be doing everything else also. We are in the Khanqah, in Jamaat, Madrasa, becoming Hafiz, becoming Alim, whatever else Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. But at this time, to be specially focusing towards the Kaaba Sharif, it is just a reminder for myself, for every one of us, that we should. This is where our thoughts should be now. At least at this time, that our thoughts should be there in Makkah Sharif. And very fortunate is that person who is far from the Kaaba, But his heart, his thoughts are at the Kaaba. They are in Medina Sharif. They are by Rauza and Mubarak. And unfortunately, today this is also a very sad thing, that we are at the Kaaba, but we are not at home. Allah only, all the wrong places. As in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, Al-Hajju Ashhurum Ma'lumat. Hajj, they are known months, which is the 10 days of Zulhijjah. فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجِّ. A person who is going for Hajj now, he's intending and he's going, فَلَا رَفَثْ. So one thing that you should, particularly Allah says, you should stay away from all gunas that are related to lust and desire, to wants, to sex, etc. For example, when the Haji is in Ihram, his wife may be right next to him, but as far as having husband-wife relation, she is haram on him. So, and when it's not in Ihram, then particularly nowadays, and not only nowadays, from before, the Quran Sharif was revealed from when, and Allah warned against that. And today, a very common thing is the intermingling of the Hajis. It can be whichever community, and wherever they are. In fact, today, a person doesn't just keep contact with his Haji Bhai, with his Haji Behen also. Even after coming, the particular when visit the Haji Bain, the Haji sister, if you go and visit your Haji Bhai, it's all right, okay, a man visiting a man, but a man visiting a Haji sister, we were together in Hajj, together. And it's very common, and it's across the board. It's not only people who we can term as modernists, people who are not close to deen, those who are in deen also, everywhere. And today, unfortunately, the arrangements also are made that if the man perhaps will be in one room or something, the woman, when you want to speak to your wife, the mixing takes place. So to be very, very particular. And as in tawaf also, the woman, as how many people complain, the woman also, they just like run across and bump into man also. But alhamdulillah, there are those people who remain on their guard and they take their precaution. So that is one thing that we should be very particular about. This intermingling, it's not only here, right at the house of Allah. And there, it's narrated one person who saw a woman and she attracted him and he was looking at her. A hand from the unseen came and gave him one slap. That you are here, and you are here to visit me, and you are looking at somebody else. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Another thing, which is also not new, but it has just taken on a new form, that now the entertainment there, the coffee shops, the tea shops, the ice cream parlors, etc., and all Western style. How sad, Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi, Rahmatullah Ali, in his time, 60 years ago, 70 years ago, he said that the plan of the enemy is to make Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif like Paris and London. He says we should make such an effort that we make Paris and London like Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, the original. So they are making the effort. Alhamdulillah, the Muslims also, today, in, for example, if you go to the UK, you go to America, before, even in our country, masjids used to be, in many places still, they are hidden at the back somewhere. There is just one entrance from between the shops, and then you go through and then you come to the masjid. And in UK particularly, the masjids were just houses that were converted into jamaat khanas, which we call musallas. But today, alhamdulillah, the masjids, you can see them, what the minaras and clear. And that is a sign. Like, for example, we know that in our country, many of the towns, especially country towns, as you enter the town, you will see you come to a four-way intersection. And on all four sides, there are different churches. And those churches have got sprawling lawns out, spreading around them all along. And then the church bells, which used to ring on a Sunday. So that was a way to say this is Christian land. Today, in England, in America, Western countries, the church goers are like comparatively are like zero. And mashallah, one video in Christian made, and he videoed all the Muslims going to masjid on a Friday. He says it's a working day, and the parking is not sufficient. They are parking on the road, they are parking on the opposite grounds, etc. And the masjid is not full, overflowing with musallis. On a working day, a Friday, and not late in the afternoon or early in the morning, but right in the middle, Jummah time. And he says, our churches, Sunday, which is a free day, where we have got all the time, nobody is coming to the church. So, and this is the effort. We know that was there was a time Jamaats went to America and they were making Jummah on a Sunday. And when they were told, they said, how can you make Jummah on a Friday? People are so busy. The only time you are free is on a Sunday and you should make Jummah. But alhamdulillah, also let we all take a lesson when effort is made. And the Jamaats continued with their efforts. And then mashallah, ulama also went, everything. And today, everywhere, perhaps in the whole world, Jummah is on Jummah time. In spite of it being so, the people are busy. So, himmat-e marda, madad-e khuda. We make himmat, Allah's help comes. So it is possible. So the masjids are, Allah Ta'ala has made them abad. So in the same way, now going for Hajj, is also for, what is this, May. Hajj will be in June, beginning of June, more or less. Yeah? End of May. No, May, June. End of May. And it's also all working days. But who and who is not going? And people are making du'as that my name comes out that I can go for Hajj. And Hajj is not cheap. It is always, not only now, it has always been it's for only for those who can afford it. It isn't for everyone also. So how many people? Allahu Akbar. One friend just told me, I've got so much money. Must I keep the cash or must I buy a gold coin? That for when I want to go for Hajj, I can sell the gold coin and it will bring much more money. So people, how lot, everyone cherishes to go for Hajj. And we know also, and Allah reward those. Maulana Qasim Ali Sahab, Maulana Qasim Zubair Ali Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, he went, how many muazzins he sent for Hajj? When he will go to a masjid, then he should ask the muazzin in front of all, you went for Hajj? In all cases, practically, no, I didn't go. Then he tells the musallis, why, what you people are doing? Send him for Hajj. A few get together, and there he's gone for Hajj. He's a person who hasn't got any money. And a few people get together, and they send him. And many muazzins like that he sent for Hajj. Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala give us also tawfiq to become the means of goodness like this. So anyway, Hajj, so the entertainment there today, one is the intermingling of the sexes, who Allah Ta'ala protect us. And wherever it is, Allah Ta'ala, whether it is in the haram itself, in the masjid, or whether it is outside the haram, outside Medina Sharif, alhamdulillah, the woman and man inside the masjid, they don't really mix, but outside, when you come outside, there is a lot to take precaution. And then the how they have made the place today, that the entertainment places. And then the other is, of course, the cell phone and the TV and all these things here which distract the people. And all the other things that a person should take. We go there, let us focus on the Kaaba. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. There are still many more things that we should try and prepare, make ourselves prepared, and encourage people to go for Hajj. And very, very important also is to prepare for Hajj. Otherwise, a person goes for Hajj, comes back, and he hardly knows that what Hajj is about. Especially the reality of Hajj. Today, unfortunately, the jahalat, the ignorance in the ummah, that even basic things we are not aware of. Very basic things also we are we are not aware of. Hajj is a once in a lifetime. And for the people who can afford it, many people are not aware of the basics of Hajj. When one group of Hajjis who had gone, they didn't know where you make Hajj. Will you make Hajj in Medina Sharif or do you make Hajj in Makkah Sharif? Which is the place for Hajj also. And then all the other, and there's so much. And mashallah, those people who have prepared, ulama who have written kitabs on this, and the people who study, and people, many like what we can call like ordinary people, but they have Hajj programs. And many ulama have Hajj programs. So in whichever way, but we should prepare ourselves. And it is really difficult that if I want to go this year for Hajj and now I start preparing, it needs preparation from long before. So all the time, even if we are not thinking of going for Hajj this year, but let us be preparing, be prepared. So when the time comes, we are prepared for the Hajj and we can take the maximum. Our Ustad Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when you go for Hajj, especially for Arafat and the time, the wukuf at Arafat, that is the main part of Hajj. And at that time, the main ibadat is dua, to turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He should say, you must make a list of what you want to ask Allah ta'ala. Like when a person goes shopping, then he makes a list so that nothing gets left out. So it must not happen that when you leave Arafat, the sorrow is in your heart, I should have asked Allah for this also. Everything. Our past gunas, future, our life, how our mort we would like, our children, our progeny for mort, for life in the qabr, life on the day of Qiyamah in Jannah, everything we must ask for. Not only just a few things that we have a few problems or something, but whatever we can, and that list must be a real long list, and ask Allah Ta'ala for everything. And in order for that, now our du'as, for example, tahajjud time, other time, we should be engaged in du'as. May Allah give us the tawfiq, inshallah, and accept us all for the great, great ibadat of Hajj and the preparation for Hajj. Mm-hmm.